TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra.
A little extra.
Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted.
Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man.
The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
So we've been telling you about the perfect Father's Day gift, and it absolutely is, which would be a delivery from Omaha Steaks. But you better hurry because, I mean, it's not this weekend, but next weekend. So if you want Dad to have the Omaha Steaks gift pack, then this is the time to do it. So we're talking about the top of the line, top quality steaks and pork chops and chicken and all of this. In my freezer now, I have two different kinds of burgers from Omaha Steaks. And they're absolutely fantastic. So when you get the hand-selected gift packages from Omaha Steaks, they start at just $89, and then when you use the promo code ACETJ at checkout, you're going to get another discount. So when you go to omahasteaks.com, get the $89 gift packages, and then use ACETJ at checkout, big time savings all the way around. So you're not going to go wrong. Even without the discounts, you'd be hard pressed to go to a grocery store and find the quality of products for the price that you'll get at Omaha. But then when you add all of the discounts and everything for Father's Day, it would just be foolish for you not to do it. But you got to do it. I know maybe even you're planning on doing it and you say, hey, I'm going to do that. I've been hearing them talk about that. But you're putting it off. Don't. I know you're busy, but you want to make sure that you get this to your dad. And it's all backed by their unconditional 100% money-back guarantee. So, again, omahasteaks.com. The gift package is starting at just $89. And then use the promo code ACETJ at checkout for bigger discounts. Then you're going to love it. You know what? I love that idea. So Riggins is all excited because he's got a new carpet shampooer.
Yeah.
Is that what they're still called, a carpet shampooer? Or
it's called an upholstery and carpet cleaner.
Oh.
But I had asked for that. I told Ace last week when I first got it, I said, that's how you know you're getting old. When you get really excited about an upholstery carpet cleaner. Yeah. But I've been wanting one forever. Yeah. I've never had one. I've never had carpets, really. So, and now I got a dog, so it just made sense. And I've been asking one for a long time. And I just casually mentioned it when I was at home. And then last time I was at my parents' house, I said, what's this package? And she goes, oh, that's your birthday present. I was like, can I get it now? I revert to like an 8-year-old. Yeah. I was like, can I just open it, please? And that's what it was. And I've been using it on everything. It's fun.
And will you get other stuff on your birthday? Is that the only gift you're going to get?
Yeah. Probably.
It's a good gift, though.
It's really good.
It's a solid gift.
Yeah, but what happens with children a lot of times, if you end up giving them something early, then you still want to give them something to open on their birthday, like a little something.
Yeah, if I was 9 or 10, maybe they would,
they would do it. Well, I mean, they still make you an Easter basket.
Well, so that is true.
That's true.
That's fair. I mean, I'm not opposed to it. If they want to give me another gift, I'd be more than happy to take it.
Yeah, yesterday was my son's birthday. And we had already given him one of his gifts when he and I were going to the LSU baseball game the other day because he wanted some sunglasses. And so that was part of his birthday. So yeah. Jody gave it to him to wear at the game.
That was cool.
And all that. So he's not one to run, like, ask for a bunch of stuff. He's just so low-key about everything. So he got Jody got him a bag full of candy.
Yeah, that's cool.
He got a new desk chair.
Oh, that's a great one. Especially if you spend a lot of time at your desk.
Yeah.
That's unbelievably great to have.
Because he needed one where the arms would go down.
Yeah.
Because for video game playing, he can have the arms and all that. And then when he's playing his guitar,
needs them to go down.
Needs the arms to go down.
That makes sense.
So he was putting it together last night when we got back from his birthday dinner, and he needed some help putting the chair together. So Jody was outside on the screen porch, so I was the only one available, and he reluctantly.
That's all I was going to ask.
Yeah. And he said, it's not matching up. This is, you know, it's not working. So I went over and helped him. I said, well, this is what you got to do. You got to just, you know, bear down. So I forced it where the holes would line up and
right.
put the bolts in. And we got it together. And for about, I don't know, maybe a good 5 minutes, he was thinking, wow, Dad knew what he was doing, putting that together. And then he took the, like it wasn't on the seat part was together and the wheels were together. He just hadn't put them on top of each other yet till he got right. it upstairs. And he goes upstairs and he goes, Dad, we had it on backwards.
Oh. Hey, Dad.
Well, his fault, though, because he already was already lining it up backwards?
Uh-huh, okay. Yeah.
Well, that's really not on you.
Mm, and I said, well, you need me to come help you turn around? He goes, no, it works easier now.
I'll just keep it like that.
You know, when it's facing the right way.
And I turned it around. It lined right up.
Line up. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Did you get one of those fancy gaming chairs?
No.
Oh.
No, he had one of those at one time, and he said it made his butt sweat. He didn't like it.
What's a fancy gaming chair, Rob? Like speakers in the chair, that whole thing?
The ones that look like race car seats are the ones that they
consider. Yeah, okay.
$500,
$600, $2,000. No, I mean, I think Kelly Clarkson packed this one up and sent it to him from Wayfair.
Yeah.
It's nothing fancy.
We just went, ain't eating.
It's nothing fancy.
Oh, specially packed by Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
On those really expensive gaming chairs, you can get like different sizes of the same model. But, and you know, if you go up to like the XL King, it supports, you know, 700 pounds. It's like, damn, you maybe video games isn't what you need to be focusing on right now.
It supports
get your fat really ass out and take a walk.
Really big backs.
Yeah. Well, damn, like 700 pounds?
But he said
sitting ever.
He said not as many people are using those anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, the expensive gaming
chairs?
Which
is a good thing. I mean, because he wasn't going to get one anyway. But
what are they using now? Your office chair?
Using those crisscross chairs.
What's a crisscross chair?
The ones that's got a big enough seat where you can sit crisscross. It's, ladies on TikTok love it.
Yeah,
because those are that's the only sex that should be sitting crisscross in a chair or on the floor unless you're doing yoga. If you're not in the process of yoga practice, a man should not be sitting crisscross.
If I tried to sit crisscross, I'd never get back up.
You couldn't?
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Hmm.
My dad's got a really feminine way of sitting. He cocks one leg up and then sits on the other foot. And he's like a big guy. No, fall asleep like
that.
Yeah,
you've told us that before, and the first time you told me that, the mental image I have, it's very feminine, which is very anti what I would ever think of your dad.
I know, and he'll fall asleep like that.
I can't even imagine what that looks like. The way,
one leg up, cocked up, and then sitting, you know, on the other one.
What do you think about men who sit with their legs crossed?
He's one of those guys too, like
fully crossed?
The feminine, you know.
Yeah,
I can't. But
I'm gonna tell you.
He's this guy.
A lot of guys will say that you shouldn't do that. That's not a masculine way of sitting. If you're going to cross your legs, put the ankle on the knee.
Yeah, that's the way.
But I'll have to admit, sitting with your legs crossed is comfortable. It's comfortable. It's when I start dangling the shoe from my toe.
Yeah, you got to.
That becomes. That's the only time it becomes feminine.
Yeah.
But you don't? Did you? You just sat with your legs crossed, because it wasn't comfortable, or was it?
Not really. No, no. I don't cross my legs a lot.
Yeah,
I can't sit that way either.
Anytime I sit down, typically if I'm sitting in any type of chair, ankle across the knee,
ankle over the knee.
Yeah, it's like the figure four.
Yeah,
I'm figure four.
Okay.
When you sit with your feet up on a footstool or in a recliner, do you cross your ankles?
Sometimes.
Yeah, I do.
It all depends.
That starts to hurt after a while.
Yeah, it will.
I got some big ass heavy legs. Even before I was fat, I had big legs.
Yeah,
they were strong.
I can't lay like this for long. I got some big ass heavy legs.
Yeah, it starts to hurt my ankles.
You got cankles?
No, but
just
my
the leg is
yeah,
big.
My thighs and calves are just. I mean, they're so meaty.
Yeah, Ace's thighs are meaty like that. I saw a video of him on a boat the other day. I was like, damn, that boy got a trunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like big, thick thighs.
Yeah.
Juicy.
Runs in the family.
Juicy.
Mm-hmm.
Dax has huge thighs.
Does he?
Thighs and butt.
Yeah. He's all butt.
Yep. All You're thighs, all butt. All thighs and butt.
Yeah, my thighs are why I can't sit crisscross, so I don't. Not crisscross. Sorry, the leg over leg thing you were just talking about. Crossing.
Really?
Legs. Yeah, I can't sit that way.
What do you mean your thighs are the reason why you can't?
It squeezes too much.
Squeezes the nut? Your junk?
Everything that's in between, yeah.
Oh.
Damn.
Mm.
You're smuggling a Christmas ham down there. You just got spiced ham in between your legs.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial-free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.